Chapter 5. The aforementioned priest, Beowon, who had diligently brought this speech to an end, turning to the blessed Forsay, said,
"Guard your life by using the creation of God. Reject and deny everything which is evil. Be like a faithful steward, claiming nothing for yourself but sustenance and clothing, moderate in taking or increasing gain. For he who receives this gift as it was given to him shall be able to open the mouth of the mute, begging for nothing nor denying anyone. It is hateful to God for you to seek after what belongs to others and to hold back what is your own. For it is fitting to seek out poor men and captives, and for those who have possessions to dispense them to the needy. But alms are to be dispensed to the poor, even if none of them should ask. Good shall also be done to all humans, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Truly, the gifts of wicked men shall be distributed to a poor man, and all comfort to a destitute man. Truly, let the gifts of the Holy Ones be distributed to be used by those who are poor in spirit, or to those who were corrected from their sins. Therefore, let there be no discord in the assembly, but those who have taken up the order of the envoys shall persevere in the holy teaching." Truly, those who spend their time in monasteries shall eat their own bread, working in silence. Truly, there are some who excuse themselves from the office of teaching and leap out into public affairs because of the cares of the age. Investing in the good which they do in private, they hide the light of a good example from their neighbors. But pursuing causes or contentions of the age in public, they publicly pour the venom of deadly desire into their hearts. Therefore, do not show yourself always remote from the age, nor always in public. But when you desire to be remote, guard yourself with all watchfulness, fulfilling all of the divine precepts. When you go out in public, apply your soul intently to the salvation of souls, not to the pressing gains of the world. But if anyone has brought you gifts in the first hour of the day, and then changes his mind before the evening hour, as you have freely received, so restore these gifts to him joyfully. Do not apply yourself to being a custodian of an inheritance, nor apply diligence and intentness of heart to the cares of this age. But pray for your enemies to the highest God, with all of the generosity of a pure heart toward all those who oppose or contradict you, repaying good for evil. For he who preserves the leniency of a peaceful heart toward those who contradict or resist him converts the fierceness of every wild animal and beast into mildness. For no sacrifice of good works is found so acceptable to God as the mildness of the leniency of a most patient heart against all injuries, through which he, in the Lord, accepts all adversities and damages as gains and prosperity, joyful in the hope of a future recompense. For there are two things which are proved to be enemies to the human soul, the slanderer and the world. And each of them alternately insinuates the mutual enticement of the other, by which a soul that is subverted by the allurements of this world is held in possession by the conquering adversary. Therefore, go, announce the word of God to the princes of this land of Ireland, so that by abandoning iniquity they may reach by a change of mind to the salvation of souls. Next, announce this to the more excellent priests of the Holy Assembly, that the Almighty is a jealous God, if they love this age more than himself. For neglecting the prosperity of the soul, they wait on the gains of this age, and preach a change of mind to a late death. And then, receiving their gifts, they endure the fire of their torments.
When he had said these things, that supreme rank of heavenly messengers was received into the heavens.